Item 12, presentation of the Contra Costa County Assessor's Office Employer Audit Report. Raleigh, welcome.
Observations related to enrollment and compensation.
I don't know if it's just me.
No. Is there any way to up your volume, Raleigh?
And take the cotton ball off the mic. Yeah.
Here, I'll just.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Can anyone read really well?
Take your time, Raleigh.
Raleigh, if you take off your video, sometimes that improves your audio. So maybe just turn off your video and try speaking.
Candace, you've turned into such a techie.
How's that?
Yeah.
Is that better?
That sounds better.
Okay, good. Yeah, sometimes with the headset. So before you have the employer audit report for the assessor's office. There were observations related to enrollments and some compensation reporting, but they were all resolved prior to the completion of the audit. So there were no follow-up items from the assessor's office.
Any questions or comments for Raleigh?
I just had a quick question, and I would have asked them offline, but I didn't have the time to do it. But I noticed that our letter of October 13th is addressed to David Twa, but we had a response from the county assessor, Gus Kramer. Is our SOP to communicate with the county administrator even for elected department heads?
Yeah, we do reach out to both the department head, whether they're elected or not, but we also communicate with the administrator's office, because ultimately the county is the employer for the staff that is covered by the supervision of the department. So we do continue to do that, and that's been our practice since we started the audit program.
Okay, but I'm assuming that with respect to the ultimate findings, particularly if there were any serious concerns or substantive matters that needed to be addressed, that actually has to be brought to the direct attention of the official charged with that responsibility, right?
That's right. And during the course of the employer audit, if there was something that was serious that required immediate escalation and correction, we would address that directly with the department head, and whether or not they're elected or appointed. And then that would also need to be addressed with the administrator's office for any remedial correction, as well as the representative for the employer.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure we were following a consistent protocol on that. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you very much, Raleigh.
Thank you.
All right,